Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's August 1st, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, B-Steve.
Hello, Paul.
How's it going, Steve?
Very good.
Good.
Started back work after 2 weeks of vacation is always hard, but that's not too bad.
That's the worst. I totally get that. Thanks for sitting in for Antoine. He is under the weather. He did all the work behind the scenes, but you know we'll present it.
It's his voice who wouldn't be able to follow.
Well, it's not much of a show without Antoine's dulcet tones.
So. Yeah, it would have been a really cigarette cancer kind of tone today.
Wow, that's really selling it, Steve. Okay. But yeah, there appears to be quite a few things to talk about this week, so we should probably get this ball rolling. And first up this week, we're going to, as always, start with our Nod crowdfunding news. And first on the list is Wargame exclusive, Chaos Master of the Crusade.
Yeah, it's a 28 millimeter resin miniature. It's to play 40K, probably, and it's for the Chaos. And well, let's not kid ourselves. It's Abaddon without being Abaddon.
Yes, it's definitely Abaddon, complete with the top knot ponytail thing he's got going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Which basically tells you who he is right off.
The power glove with the bolter and everything.
Yeah,
and
the Talon of Horus and the demon sword. Very, very cool model.
Yeah, the demon sword is really cool, speaking of which.
Yeah, Wargame Exclusive always does some really good Countaz models. That's what they're known for.
Yeah.
And their Chaos line's really cool. The style's a bit different than GW, I would say. Or at least than current GW. It's a little more maybe cartoony? I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Well, but this, it's still this one very, doesn't very cool. look too cartoony, I think.
It's the I'm looking at the armor plates, like the way they're it makes me think more of like Warhammer Fantasy than, than 40K. Like that's really what it is. It looks more medieval armor plate with a technological component.
There's lots of chains all over the armor and attaching the plates.
Yeah, but very cool model. I don't know if it comes. Does it come with that scenic base? Do we know? I think so.
I think, with 40 millimeter base. And the scenic base is really cool.
Yeah. It's a great model. 30 euros. So, considering what we pay, and it's for a resin model. So, considering what we pay for GW plastic, the price seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it's about the same.
Yeah, scary as that is. Yeah, so awesome model from Wargame Exclusive. And I believe that's available now for order.
Yes, it is.
All right, next up. Antimatter Games. Oh boy. I'm just going to keep murdering it, so I'll just stop.
Yeah, stop because it's...
Nereid Sorceress.
It sounds like a disease, and it's not.
Yeah. Got the clap. Yeah, so Simopolia. We'll go with that.
And it's the Nereid Sorceress. So it's a mermaid sorceress.
For the game Deep Wars, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool model. I'm not sure how I feel about the pose. I don't know.
Well, she appears to be like casting something in her right hand. It's kind of a spell fic, and she's prepared to throw it away or something like that.
Yeah, I just don't care for how the tail just kind of folds back up towards her head. Like, it seems weird.
Okay.
But that's just me. I mean, I think the details in the model are nice. I know you think she looks kind of manly.
Yeah, that's what I said before we recorded. I think the face and the chest feature, like the abs and everything, she looks a bit manly. But that's because like
maybe it's a paint job thing too.
Yeah, and there's lots of exercise like to move that fishtail, so probably that's why
she get good core,
great abs.
Yeah. So very reasonable price, $12.
Yeah.
Typical blister price. Well, $12 US, so $18 Canadian or something probably. $17 Canadian. Anyway, nice model. You know, we don't see a lot of deep wars around here, and from what I've heard, it's a really good game. So I know, and this guy's kind of sound as a shock, I know, but Antoine owns the game, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Anyway, so
well, we could ask him for a demo.
Exactly. A nice release from Antimatter Games. Next. Oh, Reaper Miniatures. August promo miniature.
It's It's Elantor, the Lost Prince. So it's an elf, and he looks like an elf, is he?
Yeah, he's definitely an elf. He looks like a GW elf, eh?
Yeah, he's a wood elf kind of art, Eternal Guard, old Eternal Guard mixed with the Glade Guard and stuff like that.
Or even like the Lothran Sea Guard, right? He looks kind of like a traditional GW high elf.
Yeah.
With like that little crown and the...
The cloak and attached with the jewel and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool model. So $12 by himself and free for a purchase of $40 or more in the Reaper store. You get him for free. And the demo model they got shown here is painted by Ian Markin, who's a super nice guy and a very talented young painter. And he did some really, really nice work there.
Yeah, it is. It's really well executed. And and if you look at the back, all the details in the cloth of the cloak, it's you can see all the recess and everything.
The
free end with the
trim on it. Yeah,
the very trim, nice. Exactly.
Even the base. Look at the base, the detailing on the base.
Yeah.
It's well done. All right. What's next? What's next? What we got? Mears Miniatures.
So,
new releases. What do we get from them?
Big, crazy monsters.
What a surprise. That's kind of what they do.
Yeah, that's what they do best. There's a Taurus, a big lizard, big crocodile with the ripped eye. There are a couple of trolls as well, I think. Well, they look like trolls. They have a trollish feeling to them, the infantry.
Yeah, I would say they're trolls or maybe some sort of ogre.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then they have like I don't even know what that is. It's a multi-breasted, weird, scary monster thing.
Yeah, it's almost a Cthulhu-esque monster. Yeah.
And then a frost giant by the looks of it. I'm guessing that's what that is.
Yeah. Some cavalry.
Yeah.
Some ratmans.
Really nice. Now, look at that cavalry model. I really like the details on that horse. It's well-proportioned. It looks really nice.
And the rider is quite dynamic as well. Like he's pointing, trying to stab or like moving, stopping.
Like he's running down someone on infantry. Exactly. Like it was lying on the ground or whatever, right? Infantry.
Exactly.
Really cool. And then we have a unit of
rats.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what they were at first. And then some Legionnaire style guys. And looks like a character for him. And we had a bunch of concept art after that.
Yeah.
Actually, I think these are all renders for the most part. The last few items are. But, you know, as always, super highly detailed models from Mears.
And you know, I didn't check the scale of each individual models, but probably they're quite big, for as always, for especially the monsters and everything.
Yeah, Mears. Well, I think they're designed for 28 mil, but... Yeah. I mean, the monsters will be huge in that case. But as always, you know, really nice stuff. We don't have pricing or anything here. I'm sure if you go to the Mears page, it'll all be listed, but sadly we don't have that in our doc. And there's too many things to list anyway.
Yeah.
But very, very cool stuff. Check out the link in the show notes and you can see what we're talking about here. All right. And last for the non-crowdfunding stuff, Games Workshop. New codexes this week. So,
Well, actually, we had last weekend the release of the first new codex for 8th edition, which was the iconic Space Marine. It's a kind of a classic to have the Space Marine as the first codex for a new edition of 40K. But they're stepping on the gas pedal, I guess. And we have two new codexes this week. So
Well, yeah, I think they want to have some like 12 codexes released by the end of the year.
Yeah,
by so they're by really Christmas. Really pushing it hard
by Christmas. Yeah, that's what they said.
And of course, so we had the iconic Space Marines last week, and you can't have Space Marines without having Chaos Space Marines.
Exactly.
So, which is good because Chaos players suffered so long with terrible codexes, right? And like not getting anything new, and then they finally got that Legion codex released, and then you know a few months later, new edition, and it's all taken away. So I'm happy they didn't have to wait another 2 years to get a codex.
And as well, since the Chaos are in the starter pack, starter box was one of the easiest choice.
But yeah, for sure.
Then there's another one that kind of surprised me.
Grey Knights?
I didn't expect them to have it so quickly out.
Well, they are more Space Marines, though I would have thought Blood Angels or Dark Angels or something.
Yeah, I would have thought a chapter.
Well, they are a chapter.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Fair enough. The more traditional chapters.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm curious to see what they do with it. I think Grey Knights are actually in a very good position with the indexes. Smite spam seemed to be very functional, if not necessarily fun to play against.
I know. Well, it's okay.
Oh, goodness. What? So one of the things they added is you can take a Grandmaster in a Nemesis Dreadknight. So you can actually open up the option to play an entire army of crusading Dreadknights.
Well, that should be fun.
Yeah, I think I have a new theme. You know, one thing I have to say about this new edition of 40K is it's really a great way to just kind of let your imagination run wild and play whatever you want to play. I know it's not going to be balanced, and I know it's not necessarily going to be good for tournament environment, but for a casual environment, I think it's a great game.
Yeah, for basement gaming.
Yeah. Where it's more about the beer and less about the miniatures.
Yeah exactly.
Definitely.
Because probably tournament will be all about spam as usual.
Yeah. That's a sad problem with the... And it's not just 40K, like every game.
No, I know.
It's you find the most efficient model and you put as many as you can in a list, right?
Yeah.
It's just math, sadly. All right. Well, let's move into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And first up, a little title from a company we've never heard of before. A Song of Ice and Fire by Cool Mini or Not, a tabletop miniatures game.
So take
also called License to Print Money, the Kickstarter.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say. You take a popular miniature mini company and a popular license, put the two of them together, and there you go, successful Kickstarter.
And it makes me think very much, and this may be totally wrong, but I watched some playthroughs about a month ago. And the game makes me think a lot of Kings of War in a lot of ways, like it's a super simplified version of Warhammer Fantasy. And that may be an oversimplification, but...
Or maybe like with the one for Fantasy Flight, from Fantasy Flight game as well, with the tray and the movement and the cards, maybe...
Rune Wars.
It looks a bit like Rune Wars without the dials. There's some reminiscence in there.
But looking at it, I mean, the models, absolutely gorgeous, as we've come to expect from Cool Mini.
Yeah, they're great.
They did a great job. They captured the characters really well. I mean, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I'm gonna get right out there and say that. I don't watch Game of Thrones. I have read a couple of the books, and I just couldn't get into it, back before it was a TV series. And I can look at these models, and I know who is who, just by looking at the models, because they've done a great job of sculpting models that you know reflect the characters in the book.
Yeah, but Ned Stark still has his head on.
Well, you know. Don't get me started on that. And it's... So we get a full game in the box. All your movement trays, your models, dice, cards, templates, whatever. I'm not sure how many miniatures are in the box. The starter box is Stark versus Lannisters. So, big surprise.
Yeah.
Do you see how many models are in the box? It looks like a ton.
It's a lot, but like as all Kickstarter from...
Oh, it's all about the unlocks too,
yeah, exactly. All the unlocks and the add-ons as well that you can add as well.
Right. And I think for what it is, considering there's a license to pay to,
yeah,
it's pretty reasonably priced. It's $150 for the starter. They were looking for $300,000. They've got $786,000 already, obviously.
15 days to go.
This is not the fastest CMON Kickstarter we've seen, though, in terms of growth.
No.
Right. So it's got 14 days left, and this Kickstarter should be fully funded on August 15th, 2017.
I'm just disappointed that the Tyrion Lannister miniature doesn't look like the character in the TV show.
Mm. Can't have everything.
Yeah, I know.
Next up, Redbox Games, Warbands of the Cold North, 28mm dwarf miniatures.
Yeah, so it's metal miniatures that have light.
You missed your opportunity, Steve.
What?
Metal!
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a big fail for my part.
Yeah, you always do that. Always do that. All right, continue. Sorry, I sidetracked you.
So these are dwarves of the Norse legend. So if you like dwarves and you like Norse
mythology,
these are great for you. They have the character all have names like Itvulf the Brave,
Fundakar the Outlandish. Yeah. Nice sculpts. I really think these are super detailed little dwarves.
Yeah, they are.
You know, the picture of them painted. All I can say is wow. I think they're really, really well done. Now, I'm not sure what the pricing is. So, $6 for a single model. $50 for 10. $90 for any 20 models from the set. And $120 for any 30 models.
Yeah.
So, pretty reasonable. Like, 30 models for 120 US. So, you figure a third of that. So, it's another four. So, 160 for 30 models. That sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah, and they're all single different models. And what's fun, it's you see all the greens, so they were not sculpted by computers that like we almost see all the time.
They have a more organic look to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. They were traditionally sculpted.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, there are some great models in there.
Absolutely. And they were looking for, they had a small goal, $5,000, and they're currently at 12,252 with 151 backers and 10 days left to go.
Yeah, and there's other miniature to unlock as well as the campaign grows.
So if you like your dwarves, get on this. This project will be funded on August 11th, 2017. Next up, Sphere Walker Games. Defense of the Citadel.
It's in Hong Kong dollars?
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Well, HK,
That's totally Hong Kong dollars. We probably should have checked to see what that was in Canadian dollars before we started this.
But it's okay, they tell us. So the basic pledge, the core game, it's around $80 US.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad. So, this is a cooperative hero defense board game. So, it makes me think of, like, Dungeon Keeper, but in reverse. You know, where you're playing the heroes and you're trying to stop the onslaught of everything else. It looks really cool. The renders of the sculpts, the renders of the miniatures look really nicely detailed. They do have a certain anime style to them, I think. Yeah. Like Final Fantasy-ish, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like classic RPG. And yeah.
Yeah, and you've got your girl with the animal ears. Mandatory anime scene. She's got a tail, she has fox ears, and you're good.
The classic fighter and the dwarf as well are there.
And then you have a chick with a frilly dress and a sledgehammer, so everything just gets thrown out the window there. And the models, the monsters, the night dragon.
The dragon is quite big.
Yeah, the rock golem looks really cool. The skeleton archers look cool. Like, this is a lot of nice board game pieces, folks. And if you like cooperative board games, this could be something very interesting for you. I think at $80 or let's say $80 or 90, let's say $90 US.
Yeah, so 100 Canadian.
Yeah. Well, more like 115 Canadian.
Well, depend. Yeah.
30% exchange rate plus shipping.
Yeah, probably. If it's a Hong Kong dollar, probably it's free shipping.
No, it's not. It says
so. Oh, okay. Sorry.
It says not including shipping. So I'm not sure why Hong Kong would mean free shipping. That was a strange statement, Steve. We'll move on. But I really think these are nice. And so what they are actually is there's four heroes and four alternative sculpts that are Kickstarter exclusive. And they're sex swaps.
And you get add-ons as well and lots of unlocked as well.
Yeah.
You have very cool characters, new race, playable characters unlocked as it progresses.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I really like the artwork. I think this is so well put together. I like the board game tiles. And there's a gameplay video, so I will definitely have to check that out. You can tell the gameplay video was kind of done early on because it's just concept art on like standees instead of models. So,
yeah. And the shipping is not free, but for Canada, US, Canada, Europe, and Australia, it's $10 to $15 US. So that's
really yeah, exactly. Bad. It's very reasonable. It's very reasonable. All right. So they were looking for 80,000 Hong Kong dollars. They're at 316,000. So nearly four times their goal.
And there are 14 days to go.
Exactly. Still 2 weeks to go. And this project will be funded, if it reaches its goal, on August 15th, 2017. All right. Next up, Raging Heroes, War Stages, the Gothic Cathedral.
I really like the dramatic pause effect.
Well, you know, you got to spruce things up a little bit, Steve.
Do you want to try to do a Blitzkrieg as well with a dramatic voice effect, or it's okay, we'll leave that to Yom next time he's on.
We'll leave that to Yom next time, exactly. So War Stages, let's talk about this.
It's a biggest cathedral.
Yeah.
Because the biggest one, it's not measured in inches or a centimeter, it's measured in meters.
Yeah, exactly. This is a huge terrain kit.
Yeah, it's 5 feet tall and 6 feet wide and 5 feet of length. So it's really big. The smallest one is still quite big as well. It's 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet, so it's kind of big as well, even for the small one.
Yeah, so what this is, it's a modular terrain system made out of a heavy card that's double printed in like a gloss finish.
Yeah, with their clip system.
With a clip system. So it makes me think of like a higher end version of the Terra clips we used to see from Malifaux. It looks really cool. I haven't seen it in person, but the pictures look really nice. I've been watching this for a little while in some of the 40K groups. I knew it was coming to Kickstarter, but I didn't realize it was coming like so soon.
Yeah, and there's lots of different pieces, so you can customize the thing as you wish and combine them.
Yeah, and it's very nice. It is not cheap, though.
No. The biggest one or well the biggest one, we'll start by the worst one, damage to your wallet, it's $785 US, so it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, and I mean even the smallest one at $185 is not cheap. Now I'm not saying it's overpriced or anything like that. I'm not saying it's expensive. I'm just saying it's not cheap. I can't really pass judgment on this. I haven't seen it in person. I can say that the pictures make it look really cool. We've seen Raging Heroes do all kinds of other good value stuff. So I doubt they'd mess this up. They get some really nice scenes set up with it.
Yeah. could use it as a display board for certain Sisters of Battle.
Yeah. I mean, it makes me think of MC Studios, right? The heavy card stuff they made buildings out of, same idea. Obviously, these are pre-colored.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's that 1.8 millimeter thick cardboard, so it's going to be super dense and super sturdy. It's almost like a thin MDF, to be honest. Yeah.
So it will be resistance.
Yeah, absolutely. Some really nice stuff. All right, so they were looking for $60,000. They're currently at $180,000 with 4 days left to go. This is a quick Kickstarter, guys, only 7 days. So 3 days by the time you hear the show. And their Kickstarter will be fully funded by Saturday, August 5th. So that's this Saturday. All right. Next up, Gribo Games, Obsidian Dusk, Dark Elves for Fantasy Football.
Yes. Because it's fantasy football game. It's not Blood Bowl.
Well, we can't call it Blood Bowl.
No, I know. So it's alternative models for Dark Elves. And I must say, these look really, really good, I think.
These look better than anything GW's done for Dark Elves in
yeah. The Witch Elves, they look really nice, and the Assassins as well, they cut my eyes.
Yeah, no, I think these sculpts look I don't know. I could have sworn I've seen these sculpts before from Gribo. So I don't know if this is just a repackaging or they've changed some models or
that I cannot really tell. Interesting.
Yeah. It's a really nice box, though. 69 euros. So that's not expensive for what you get for the number of models. 16 models, so it's the full lineup.
Yeah. And, Paul, you didn't ask me what's the material on those?
No. But, Steve, what is the material on these?
Paul, these models are in white metal!
There we go. Okay. Perfect.
It was just a bit subtle.
Yeah. Jeez.
But they look great. They're super detailed and quite dynamic.
Yeah. I mean, and the pledges, they go on and on and on. So you've got, you know, pledges for multiple teams, you know, extra models in the team, burning tree men, like, you know, extra just large models, all kinds of cool stuff. You know, Gribo makes amazing models. It's nice to see him do another Kickstarter, because I don't think this is his first. I think he's done a couple others. Yeah, he's got 4 other Kickstarters created. That's right, because we talked about his Bretonian, well,
yeah,
the Brett team. Yeah, doesn't call them Bretonian, because trademarked. Right. So they were looking for 3,000 euros. He's at 56,000 euros. So obviously I'm not the only guy that thinks his teams look cool. Were you about to say something, Steve?
No, it's just they were available in resin, but they're all gone. It was just a limited run at the beginning of the Kickstarter.
Okay. And now everything is in white metal, as you said.
Exactly.
Okay. So he's got 23 days left to go. So you still got a lot of time to get in on this. And it's, you know, at this point, I don't see how he's going to fail, but assuming nothing goes wrong, his Kickstarter will be fully funded on August 24th, 2017. Next up, our buddies over at Stonehaven Miniatures, Stonehaven Adventurers 2017.
So this is a new set of adventurers for role-playing dungeon games and or proxy in 28 millimeters games as well.
Yeah, and Stonehaven's done this is not their first Kickstarter. They've done a bunch of different series. They did a series of dwarves, a series of halflings, I think. We've got some of their dwarves, Antoine and I. He had the little undead dwarf drinking the stein of beer or whatever. Really cool models, lots of character, nice sculpts. I mean, the little wizard is so cute.
And the sumo frog.
I missed the sumo frog. Hold on, scrolling.
There's the sumo frog. We see it in the concept art at the beginning, and the image at the beginning. But later on, it's more detailed. You can see the sculpt, actual sculpt.
Oh, jeez. You know, I didn't realize that was a sumo frog, but yeah, it totally is a sumo frog. Nice. I like it. A lot of cool stuff. All right. So, and again, we're not alone. So they're looking for $3,000. They're at $14,080 with 25 days left to go. So this should be fully funded. And the Kickstarter will end on August 25th, 2017. And that, as they say, is that, Steve.
And that's all, folks.
Wow, that was bad. Okay, Steve, thanks very much for helping me out with this.
Yeah, well, hopefully Antoine will be here if he could. We'll rest his voice, and we will go Pokemon hunting next weekend so he can rest his voice and be able to do the news later.
You guys and your Pokemon hunting. It's so cute that you have something in common. All right, Steve. Thanks again. I'll talk to you this week.
Take care, Paul.
Bye, geeks. Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Broken Prism Reviews, a YouTube channel bringing you game reviews in three parts, unboxing, express gameplay, and a quick rundown of what makes the game stand out. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.